Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Gimel, and we are at the two dots of daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis. So the Mishnah is continuing along a Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, specifically discussing what kind of shoes are kosher for Chalitza and not kosher for Chalitza. So the Mishnah said, Ba'anpilya Chalitzasa Pesula, that if the chalitza was done with an anpilya, the chalitza is pasul. Says the Gemara, the meimad anpilya lav minalhu, it would seem to imply that an anpilya is not a shoe. V'tana nami, and in fact, there's another Mishnah that would seem to imply the same thing. The Mishnah says, Eina toirim nichnas loy bepargit chofas v'loy banpilya, the toirim, the kohen that would go to be toirim, the trumas halishka, that we learned a lot about in Masechta Shkolim. So when he entered the treasury, the chamber where the machzis hashekel was stored, so he was not allowed to enter wearing either chafus or ampilya. Rashi says the reason was mipnei hachashat, because if he had an chafus or ampilya, these would be places where he'd be able to hide some coins potentially, and people would be choshed that maybe machzis hashekel's missing, and maybe he's the one that took it, and there's an idea of the yisa nikiyim. A person has to conduct himself in a way where he removes any potential chshat. The Ein Chalim in the Mishnah continues, but minol v'sandal, it's pasha that he wasn't allowed to enter the treasury with minol or sandal, because those are shoes, and you're not allowed to enter the azara wearing shoes. So it's seen from the Mishnah that minol and sandal are shoes, chafas and ampilya are not shoes. The only reason you can't wear chafas and ampilya is b'pnei chshat. So this Mishnah again is mashma like our Mishnah in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, that an ampilya is not a shoe. Then I'll ask you a kash, echa minol v'sandal v'ampilya, lo yitayo behem lo yimibayis labayis v'lo yimita lamita. That on Yom Kippur, a person is not allowed to go from house to house, from bed to bed, wearing either a minol, a sandal, or an ampilya. Now on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear shoes. It's one of the five inuyim, ni'ilas ha-sandal. So it would seem then from this braisa that an ampilya is a shoe. So if it is a shoe, then it should be kosher for chalitza. And if it's not a shoe, then why can't you wear it on Yom Kippur? Amar Abaya, the ispe ketiti mishum tainik. That braisa that says you're not allowed to wear ampilya on Yom Kippur, it's not because it's shoes, but it was talking about where there was some lining inside the ampilya, and that lining made it feel very comfortable. And it's for that reason that you were not allowed to wear it. It's not because it was a shoe per se, but simply because it was comfortable. And you can't wear something comfortable on Yom Kippur, even if it's not a shoe. Is that true? Is it true that you're not allowed to do something that's not considered a shoe on Yom Kippur? He would go and he would wrap a sudr around his foot, and he would walk outside that way on Yom Kippur. Now, to wrap a sudr around your foot could be more comfortable than a shoe. But still, he did it because it wasn't a shoe. It wasn't ilas sandals. So that can't be the reason that you're not allowed to wear ampilya on Yom Kippur. Elomar Rava, Rav Papa said, like, Asher, can banpilya shall or, can banpilya shall beged. There were two different types of ampilya. There was one made out of or, made out of leather, and there was the other one that was made out of cloth. The one that was made out of leather is considered a shoe. That's the ampilya that the Braisa says you're not allowed to wear on Yom Kippur. The one that that's not considered a shoe, and that our Mishnah says is possible for chalitza, and the one there describing the machzis hashekel, that was the anpilya shel beged, that is not considered a shoe. Okay, nami mistabro, I'll prove to you such a teretz. Meaning the first teretz was a chilek between Yom Kippur and chalitza. I'll prove to you that that's not the right teretz, that the second teretz is right. That there is no chilek between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur and Chalitza, but rather the chilek is between Oyer and Beged. Because I have a steer in Yom Kippur itself. That's the part of this price that we need. So, your ladder wear and pilin b'toich besoy on Yom Kippur. It's a steer. We had a price earlier that said, you're not allowed to wear on pilin in your house on Yom Kippur. El lav shmami. No, kan ban pilya shalor, kan ban pilya shalor beged. Right, then you can't be mechalik between Yom Kippur and Chalitza, because both prices are talking about Yom Kippur. So must be there's a chiluk in Yom Kippur itself. There's a chiluk between Anpilya and Anpilya. The one shalor is a shoe. The one shalbeged is not a shoe. Shema mina. Tanya kavasi the rova. Cholso the minal hanifram. Tanya kavasi the rova that there's a chiluk between Anpilya shalor and Anpilya shalbeged. A brisa. Cholso the minal hanifram. If somebody did Chalitza with a shoe that was torn, shechoyfes reverego. However, although it's torn, it's still covering the majority of the Yovam's foot, besandal, or if it was a sandal hanifchas that was broken, shemekabelus reiv haregel. It's the same exact thing as the cholza b'mino, but the mino was made out of leather. So there, the lashon is nifram. The sandal was hard. There, the lashon is nifchas. Besandal shalshal. Vishalsi, made out of those materials, or Bikava Kiteya, that's a prosthetic the amputees used to wear. Bemoik, if it was made of felt. Besmichas Haraglayim, that was a crutch that people that couldn't walk regularly, so they would use the smicha saraglayim that would help them walk. The Gemara will talk a little bit more about that later. Banpilya shel or, if it was an anpilya shel or, that's the key word. Vachilatzis min hagadol, or a woman that does chalitza to a gadol, someone who's bar mitzvah, bein emi, bein yeshu, bein moita, whether the chalitz is standing, he's sitting, he's leaning, it doesn't matter. Vachilatzis min asuma, and even if the chalitz is asuma, chalitzas aksheira, all the aforementioned chalitzas are going to be kosh. Aval, however, a list now of chalitzas that are possible, but minol hanifram, she'in chayfes rei v'regel, if the middle was torn, and it did not cover the majority of the Yavam's foot. The sandal, Hanifchas, the sandal was broken. She'enim a Kabbalah's River Regal, Ubesmichas Ayodayim. It's a crutch that wasn't put by the feet, but it was put by the hands. So people would put them by the hands. These were like real hunchbacks, so they really couldn't walk properly. Banpilya shall beged, or it was an anpilya, not shall or, but shall beged. V'chaylet says, not minagodol, but minakoton. Chalitza, so pesula. Either way, what do you see from this braisa? That anpilya shall or was listed amongst the shoes that are kosher, and Pilya Shal Begad was listed amongst the shoes that apostle, which was Tanya Kavasi de Rava. There's an Ampilya that's kosher, there's an Ampilya that's apostle. Which one is kosher? The one shall art. Which one is apostle? The one shall Begad. Now the Gemara asks a kasha on the Braisa. Kava Kiteyamani. The Reisha of the Braisa said that an amputee that wears a prosthetic, the prosthetic is considered a shoe, and if Yavama would remove that shoe from the amputee would be considered a proper chalitza. Mani says the Gemara, who is the Tana that would hold such a halacha? Rameyer, the Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shabbos, Hakiteya, Yoitze Bekav Shaloi, Divi Rameyer, an amputee is allowed to wear his prosthetic on Shabbos. It's not considered hoitza, it's not considered carrying. Rabbi Yosi Yoiser. Rabbi Yosi says that it is also freak the Gemara, Banpilya Shal Beged, but then the Brisa continued. And the Brisa said that an Anpilya Shal Beged is going to be possible. Also, the Rabbanon, that only works according to the Rabbanon. So which Rabbanon? So Rashi explains that this means the Rabbanon that we had at the end of yesterday's daf, that learned out from the Pasuk in Yecheskel that said, Ve'en Aleich Tachash, that a shoe has to be similar to the Tachash. And from there we learned out that the shoe needs to be made out of leather. The Anpilya Shal Beged was made out of cloth. It's like a sack material. So it was made out of cloth. It's for that reason it's possible. The Gemara's Kasha is, however, if you learn that a shoe needs to be similar to the Tachash, then the Kava Kiteya should also be possible, because the prosthetic wasn't either made out of a material that's similar to Tachash. So though the Gemara brought Rameyer and Beisi, and really in short, what the Gemara's Kasha is that Mamanafshach, if the prosthetic is kosher, it seems then it doesn't have to be similar to the tachash. If that's the case, then pilya should also be kosher. And if dan pilya is possible when it's made out of beged, because it's not similar to the tachash, then the prosthetic should also be possible. That is the Gemara's kasha. Omar says the Amar Abaya, mid the sefer Rabbanon, meaning that the sefer is going according to Rabbanon that holds that it has to be dumi the tachash, reisha nami Rabbanon. I see, ask a kasha, then why is the kava kiteya kosher? It was made out of wood, it wasn't similar to the tachash, v'reisha b'mechupa or, it was covered with leather, therefore it was considered similar to the tachash. Amalei Rava, Rava asked, aval imechupa or my puzzle. So it sounds like, if you would have the kava kiteya and it wouldn't have been covered with or, it would have been puzzle. Ihachi, oibazoi, it should have been mentioned in the second half of the Braisa that mentioned the list of all the different shoes that were possible. Ad Tani Sefer Banpil Yishal Beged. The Sefer mentioned Anpil Yishal Beged. It could have said even a bigger chiddush. Lift like Bedida Bamedvar Mamur Bemechupar. Ava Emechupar Puzzle. You should have mentioned the Kavakiteya in the Sefer of the Braisa as well to tell me, just like Anpil Yishal Ar is kosher, Anpil Yishal Beged is puzzle. There's a Kavakiteya that's kosher and there's a Kavakiteya that's puzzle. If it's covered with leather, it's similar to the Tachash, it's puzzle. Otherwise, then it's kosher. Otherwise, it's going to be puzzle. So how come it wasn't mentioned in the Sefer? For the braisa together with the shoes that are puzzle elama rava. So rava had a fakirta way to understand this braisa. Mid the reisha rameyer, being that the reisha has to be rameyer, seifa nami rab meyer, meaning the time of the braisa is rameyer, that a kavakiteya is a shoe, it's not a itzah on Shabbos, but also that it doesn't have to be similar to the tachash. It must be the seifa also holds it doesn't have to be similar to the tachash, and it's for that reason that the anpilya. So the kasha then is the why is the anpilya shall beg it puzzle? Says the Gemara, because hi megan vai love megan. The reason anpilya shall beg it is puzzle is not because it's not similar to the tachash. It's not because of some detail. It's puzzle because it's not a shoe. It's not megan. If you walked outside in your socks, it's a shoe, it's just made out of cheap. No, it's not a shoe. It doesn't protect you in the same way that your shoe does, and it's for that reason that it's going to be possible. So the Gemara has two eitzes how to answer this pshat tova issue that the Gemara had with the Braisa. More halachas. Amar Abaye, Haiman the Cholitz. When the Yovam does chalitza, tzarech lemidchas lekari, he has to press his foot on the ground. And the reason is because we want to make sure that it's the Yovama that's removing his shoe, and he's not removing it on his own, as we had a Gemara in yesterday's daf, that if he would slip his foot out of the shoe, it wouldn't be considered chalitza. So to make sure that she's doing it, he provides pressure in the opposite direction, and she like fights his pressure, gets the shoe off, and that's how the chalitza is done. Sefet the Gemara, Akasha, Vatanya, the Brisa we just mentioned, said, Bein Oimid, Bein Yoshe, Bein Moita, that the man can even be lying down, he could be leaning while she's doing the chalitza. So it seems like when you're lying down, you're not pressing your foot in the ground, says the Gemara, no, Emu, Lo Oilam, the Dachas Akari, has to be in a way where he actually is pressing his foot in the ground. Vamra, Memer, Haiman, Demaski, Alicha, Sadikari, Loi Cholitz. Somebody who Rashi says his foot was distorted to the extent that he didn't walk on the bottom of his foot, but rather the doyres be'el yoynoi shal regals. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that's what Rashi says. So when he's walking, the part of his foot that touches the ground, that meets the ground, is not tachtoynoi shal regal, which is what it would usually be, but in this case, it's el yoynoi shal regal. So a person like that is, he is excluded from the parasha of chalitza. Omalei Rav Ashi Lameimar, Vatanya Smuchas Araglayim. One of the things mentioned in the Braisa that's kosher for chalitza, Smuchas Araglayim. These are people that have trouble walking and they use these crutches. Now, who used to use these crutches? These people. People that couldn't walk al tachtein eshal regel, they used to use the Smuchas Araglayim. The Gemara's kash is my love, the chalitza, but you. Chayra, Pashat Pshat in the Braisa is that the person that needs the Smuchas Araglayim is the one that the Braisa said can use the Smuchas Araglayim. So, says the Gemara, so it's Akasha then on what Amemar said, says the Gemara, no, Iu loy. No, he can't use it. No, my love the Cholitz, but Iu loy, the Yav Leila, Achar v'Cholitz. It means if somebody who is able to walk, he used the Smuchas Araglayim and she removed it, that would be considered a valid Cholitz. Am Rav Ashi, Maida, Omar Amemar. So Rav Ashi says, according to what Rav Amemar said, tell me if this sounds familiar. Lav bar uba cholitz, v'lav bar kifuf cholitz. Bar uva and bar kifuf would not be able to do chalitza. If it sounds familiar, it's because we learned this in Moikotin Daf Chofei Amidbeis, and there we saw the rest of the story. The Gemara over there was discussing the hespedim that different saftonim gave for Amayroim. The Gemara says there were two saftonim. These were professional eulogizers, and they got up and they eulogized Rav Ashi, and they were mitzayir Rav Ashi. The hesped that they gave made Rav Ashi feel bad, and because of the tsar that they caused Rav Ashi, they ended up being punished, and their punishment was that their foot got distorted. In this way, they became cripples. And when Rav Ashi heard about what happened to them, Rav Ashi said, Kori Tamemer, you two will not be kosher for chalitza. That was the line that Rav Ashi himself said. But Amar Rav Ashi, Lamai de Kamara Meimar, these were people that had offended Rav Ashi himself by being maspid him in a way that Rav Ashi had received tsar. Min Arkuva Lamach, Mishnah says, so can an amputee who wears a prosthetic, is he shayich to chalitza? He doesn't have feet. He's missing part of his foot. He doesn't have the regel. The regel is the bottom part of the foot that touches the ground. So is he kosher or is it not? So it depends, the Mishnah said. If he has part of his foot from the knee and down, so then he could put a prosthetic and she could do chalitza. But if he doesn't even have from the knee down, then she wouldn't be shayich to doing chalitza. Freik de gemara, kasha, min arkuva lemata. If the chalitz does have from the knee, beneath the knee, there's some stump of bone there, that's enough for a kasha chalitza. Sounds like it's considered a foot. For me, I'll ask you a kasha in the parasha of the mitzvah to be oil regal. The pasuk says, Sholish regalim tochay libashana. So we also learned together, Mesachas Chagiga. So, regalim prat lebali kabin. And we learn from there that the only time there's a mitzvah to be oil regal is if you have a foot. But if you don't have a foot, for example, you're an amputee that wears a prosthetic, you are excluded from the mitzvah to be oil regal. So you see that you need a foot. So why then is regalim mema'et balei kabin in the parish of Eile Regel? And when it says regal in the parish of Chalitza, we say a bal kab is shayach to Chalitza as long as he has. Min arkuv alamata, says the Gemara, shani och l'ksiv me'al ragloi. Here it says me'al ragloi, which would imply that even if he has, not a regal, but he has a part of the foot that's lemaila min a regal, that itself would be enough. Even if he has on top of his knee, like his thigh, that should be good as well, says the Gemara. No, me'al ragloi, it says, but v'loi me'al demal. That would already be a third part of his anatomy. The part that's above the part that's above his foot, that already is not included. You see from here a little science. That the ankle, that bone, must go all the way down to the ground. But it means it's attached to your foot. The isol, it's not an independent joint, bone. The isol, because if you're going to tell me that it is separate, the ankle is on top of the foot, vishuka, and then the thigh, the rest of your leg, is me'al de me'al. And from the fact that your foot is considered on top of the regal, that's a raya, that there's nothing in between that and the regal, the ankle's all part. Amravashi, afilu tema mifsapazik, it's not a raya, called the bahadi kara, ke kara dummy, because although, even if you'll tell me that it's not the same bone literally, but it's almost right there, it's on the same level, it's close enough, that it wouldn't be considered me'al de me'al. So, Chachamim took science out of halachas. So if halacha says me'al, me'al de me'al from the Mishnah, this is how we're going to figure out these halachas. We're not going to look in the science book, this is the way we're going to figure it out. So you see, Chazal often did that. Minar kuva ule maila, then it's going to be possible. Master Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana asked the kasha. The pasuk says, ubeshul yisa hayoytseis mibein ragla. Meaning, the halacha, the Mishnah regarding an amputee is that minar kuva lamata kasha. Minar kuva lamaila. So if all this amputee has is his thighs, but he doesn't have anything beneath the knee, then he's going to be possible. So you say meres, thighs are not considered regolim. They're not considered feet. Because if they're considered feet, put a shoe, put a prosthetic on the thigh, let her take it off, and then you'll be mekayim what the Torah says, of a cholza naloi me'al ragloi. Must be, minar kuva lamaila, that area is not considered a regal. So the Gemara asks, kashas from Sugam and Tanakh, u'bishuv yisa hayoytseis mi bein ragla. When a woman gives birth, so the child comes out of her body, mi bein ragleo. Now, it comes out from between her thighs, and still the pasuk refers to it as bein ragleo. So that should be a raya that the thighs are considered ragleo. Amar abayo, b'shoshakirayas lele, when a woman gives birth, na'yetzes akevel b'yarchisel, she puts a lot of pressure with her heels of her foot, v'yoledes, and that causes the baby to come out to give birth. So it's not just, so the Akev, her actual foot, her actual raglayim, are playing an important role in the childbirth, and that's why the pasuk says, "Ubishul yisa hayoytseis mi bein ragla." So, although it's not physically going out mi bein ragla, but mean that it's a key component to the actual childbirth. That's why it's there. Tashma layasa ragla v'layasa svamay. It's referring to Mipi Boishes, and Mipi Boishes pasuk says he was a little frazzled and he didn't prepare himself properly. I think he was going to see the king, so layasa ragloi, he didn't shave, he wasn't megaleach his hair, but usay makon, v'lo yasa svamay, nor did he trim his mustache. But raglov there is referring to usay makon, and the pasuk says raglov. So why would that area of usay makon be considered raglov? Because it's next to your feet. Now, it's not next to your feet, it's next to your thighs. So you see, your thighs are considered feet. So if it's considered feet, it should be kosher for chalitza. Says the Gemara, lishna ma'alya. No, it's really not raglov, but we said raglov, we just wanted to use a refined lashon. But really, what it really was, it was the makom erva. Toshma. Vayavay shah lahasech as raglov. Right? If somebody goes to the bathroom, it's referred to as mei raglayim. Why mei raglayim? It comes out from yibain raglayim. It's not true. I said makom is not bein raglayim. It's between his thighs. Right? Again, lishna ma'alya. It's not really where it is, but it was a lishna ma'alya. Toshma ach mesachu es ragla b'cheder amakera. Similar pasuk where somebody was going to the bathroom and the pasuk says mesachu es ragla. Again, lishna ma'alya. Bein ragleha. Finally, it says by Ya'al. The story of Yael and Sisera. So what was the story of Yael and Sisera? The Gemara is going to talk about it right now. Where Sisera was the melech of Canaan and he was fighting against the Yidin. And Yael, who was a tzadekis, she seduced Sisera. Sisera, the Gemara is going to say, was boil Yael sheva be'ilois. And after he was boil Yael 7 times, he became very shvach. He fell asleep, and when he was sleeping, Yael killed him. And Yidden had a tremendous Yeshua that they killed Melech Sisera through the story of Yael. So the pasuk over there says that when she was Nivala to Sisera, it took place Bein Ragleo. Oh, you say Mokum, it's Bein Ragleo. I thought the Regel is on the bottom of the foot. So you see again that even Lamailam and Arkuva could be considered Bein Ragleo. Says the Gemara again, Lishna Ma'alya. It said Bein Ragleo just to use a more refined Lashon. Amr Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, on the topic of Yael and Sisera, we have a little bit of Agadato. Sheva Be'ilay's Baal, Isa Rosh Ba'isayyon. Sisera was boiled Yael 7 times on that day. Shenemar Bein Ragleo, Kora, Nafal Shachov. Bein ragleha kora nafal basha kora sham nafal shodot. So being medayik, the words kora nafal shachav is three, kora nafal, seven lashoinos that I use in the pasuk, and that is a remez to the fact that there were seven be'ilois that took place. Freak the Gemara, how was Yal a lad of being nivala to Sisra? And this is a geshmaka kashava kinis anya me avera. She was having hana from an avera. Sisra wasn't a yid. She was a yid. She was married. How was Yael a lad of being nivala to Sisra? That's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yechon said in the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, called it wasn't sure Rishoyim. Rohi Eitzel Tzadikim. You're asking a kasha. How could she have ano from an avera? She didn't have ano. What do you mean she was nivala to Sisra? She didn't have ano? No, because when a tzaddik or a tzaddikis has ano from a rasha, it's not considered ano. To the contrary, Rohi Eitzel Tzadikim. And I'll prove it to you, because the pasuk says that the Malach comes to Lavan right before Yaakov's leaving, and the Malach tells Lavan, "Yishomer lecha pen tedaber im Yaakov mitoiv va'adra." Do not say anything to Yaakov. Don't tell him anything good. Don't give nothing good, nothing bad. I understand why you shouldn't be talking bad to him. Elatoiv am I loy? Why not good? Elishmami no, because had Lavan tried to be native to Yaakov, Yaakov wouldn't have had hana from it. Shema mina tevasam shal rishoyim rohi eitzal tzadik. And freight the Gemara bishlam ha'asam dilma mitkar leishma davayduz kechavim. So it's not clear what the Gemara's kash is, but the way I saw it explained is that the Gemara is saying that tevasam shal rishoyim, not only is it not a source of hana, but rohi. So bishlam, the fact that they're not nana from it, I understand, but why would it be considered bad, like proactively bad? I understand why it would have been bad for Yaakov had Lavan told him something good, because he probably would have mentioned the name of an Avodah Zorah. So would it not just been a dover she'ino shel hana? There would have been something, it would have bothered Yaakov. Elohacha mai ro'iko, what was so bad about what happened? You'll tell me she didn't have hana from the bia, because the hana that you get from a rosha is not considered hana. But it sounds like rohi eitzel tzadikim. Why is it bad? What's bad about it? Says the Gemara, dekashadi bazuama, because she wasn't happy with the fact that through the bia she received Tumma that he had. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'shoshabon nachash al chava," when the nachash was boil chava, hitel ba zuama, he put some zuama, some tumma into chava. Yisrael shamdo al arsina, the yidden that stood on arsinai poska zuamason, they lost that zuama, that tumma. Oiv deke chavim shaloi amdo al arsina, but every chavim that didn't stand on arsinai loy poska zuamason, they still have that tumma. So there's a lot of nice things to speak out here. I got it though. But just a little bit, so we can finish the daf also, just to speak out a little something. So we had the story of Yael and Sisra. So the Gemara says that Sheva be'ilois ba'al oisei rasha ba'isei yoyim. Yael was a tzadekis, she was a Jewish woman, she was an ashes ish, and she seduced Sisra into a maisa bia, Sheva be'ilois, and the purpose of it was to kill Sisra, ultimately that Yeshua should come. The Gemara had a problem with it. The Gemara said that, how could Yael do that? So a few things. First of all, the Gemara Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, Omar Rab Yehuda, Omar Rab Nachim Bar Yitzchak, Gedoyla Avera Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. That a person that doesn't have Avera, but he does it lishma, he does it with the proper kavanas, it's greater than if a person does a mitzvah with the wrong kavanas. So better do an avera with the right intentions than to do a mitzvah with the wrong intentions. The Gemara says, is that true? It sounds like a mitzvah that's done shalei lishma is not so chash. The Gemara says, no, you're right. Elo, gedoylo avera shalei lishma, as much as a mitzvah shalom. Not greater, but at least it's as great as a mitzvah shalom lishma. We learn it out from where? We learn it out from Yael, because the pasuk by Yael says, after the whole story, Tevoirech minoshim Yael, Eishas chever akeni, minoshim ba'oil, Tevoirech. So the pasuk says that Yael is more blessed than the noshim that are in the oil. Man noshim sheba oil. Who are those noshim that are in the oil that Yael is greater than? says the Gemara, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. That Yael is greater than Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah for what she did. So the Mefarish here, Masechtas Noza, says, what's the connection? Where does Yael come to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah? She did an Avera Lishma. We know exactly what she did. She did an Avera, but with the right intentions. Where do you find that they did a mitzvah Shalei Lishma? So Rashi says, because they were all women that gave shivchos to their husbands. Sarah gave Hagar and Rachel Leah. That's what the Mefarish explains. So that there was a bia that was done by the respective avos, and that was done lehana asan, as opposed to Yael, who did an avera lishma. Why was it considered lishma? Because it was done shaloi lehana. It was done for the proper kavanas. But either way, the Gemara is saying whatever exactly the Gemara means. Tavarech minoshim. But Minoshim ba'oil tevayrach, the Yael for what she did is even greater or as great as Sora, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara's kasha is how was she able to do it? She was Mishanya me'avera. So Tosfos right here, Masechtas Yevamos, and Tosfos in Nazar Daf Chof Gimel Amud Bet says right away that Lekalim, don't get confused. Don't think that what the Gemara's kasha here was is that how is she allowed to do it? It's an Isser. It's Gili Arayas. So Tosfos says there's two reasons why there'd be no problem of Gili Arayas. Number one, Tosfos says, because a woman's act in Bia is never really considered a Maisa Gili Arayas because she's Karka Olam. She's passive in the act of Bia. It's the man who's doing the Maisa Bia. She's passive, and being that she's passive, it's considered Karka Olam, Esther Karka Olam, so that wouldn't be considered Maisa Gili Arayas. Va'oid says Toysis, why did she do it? She did it to save Klal Yisrael. And if you're doing it to save Klal Yisrael, that's not going to be an issue. In Tosfos, it's Mavur, a tremendous Yisoid. We know there are three Averos, Chamuros, that it's Yehorek V'Yavar. So if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, do Gili Arayis or I'll kill you, or be Eved Avedah Zara or I'll kill you, you're supposed to get killed. You're not allowed to do the Avera. It's Yehorek V'Yavar. From Tosfos, it would be Mashma, that if what's at stake is not just you saving your life, but the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, maybe that would be different. So that's a new subclass when in the is of Yehorek V'Yavar. I'm not just trying to save my own life. I'm trying to save Klal Yisrael, a rabbin. Maybe that would be different. And being that Yael was acting not on behalf of saving her own life, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, even if without the Sfar of Karka Olam, even if her act would be considered an act of Gilei Arayis, still the halacha would have been that she would have been allowed to do it, because there the halacha is not Yehorek V'Yavar when it comes to saving the entire Klal Yisrael. Of course, the other tushta would be Tosfos and Ksuba Estaf Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos brought Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that the Gemara says Zirma Susim Zirmasam, which means that a non-Jew doesn't have any yichos because he has no connection to his father, right? We talked about that in the beginning of the week. Tosfos brings the Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rivam, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas, whether the Be'ilah of a Goy is considered a Maisa Be'ilah or not. Rabbeinu Tam said a tremendous chiddush. He passed in the Halacha L'Maisa, there was an Eish HaSish that was Mezana with a non-Jew, and then he was Megayer, and she wanted to marry him. Ordinarily, an Eish HaSish that's Mezana cannot marry the Boyle. K'shem Shazru L'Bal, K'chazru L'Boyle. Rabbeinu Tam said it's fine, because that wasn't a Maisa Be'ilah. Aye, what do you mean it wasn't a Maisa Be'ilah? You were a Goy. And Zir Masusim, Zir Masam. So if a goy's bia is not a maisa bia because zir masusim zir masam, obviously that plays in to these halachas of Gilei Arayis. Yeah, but that's Tosfos Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Beis. That's already Dvarim Atikim. But there's one very interesting halacha lemaisa that comes out from this. The Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. This is in Hilchas Soito. So Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. It's the very last Simin in Shulchan Aruch. So Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Ayin Ches says the Beis Shmuel. The Imzinsa Beratzen, a woman that was Mezana Beratzen, Kidei Lahatzel Nefashens, and she did it because she wanted to save Klal Yisrael. Uvdis Esther Lachashverish, just like what's that? Just like Esther and Achashverish. Lahatzel Nefashen, I'm not sure. Kuvdis Esther Lachashverish. Place of Sloshen here in Yevamos is Lahatzel Yisrael. That's Place of Sloshen here in Yevamos. The Beit Shmuel. The Beit Shmuel? Then Zinsa Beratzen Kedei Lahatzel Nefashes. Kuvdis Esther Lachashverish, where she was trying to save the entire nation. Asura Lebailo. She becomes Aset, her husband. Kivan Shebiya Hoy Beratzen. He brings up a shame amarek. That's not considered a maisa oynis. She's going to become aser to her husband. What's the raya? The raya is Esther Nachashverish. Because when Esther went to Achashverish Beratzen, so she told Mordechai Kasher Avadati Avadati. What does it mean? Till now, I was Mezana Boynis. So I was still allowed to stay married to you. But now I'm being Mezana Beratzen. Ratzin, now I'm going to be Yosef. That's true, she was Mezana Beratzin, but there was an Oynis element here. She's doing it to save Zokta Beishmol. You see clearly that that's not enough of a reason. Zokta Chachma Shloima, Rav Shloima Kluger, in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch as follows. V'ayim Beishmol Sevkot and Dalek B'Shem Arik. The Gamin Zinzalat Solas Yisroel. Asura Lebailo. Hine. L'chayra Muchach Lehepech. I have a raya from Tanakh. Fakert miyal eishes chevrakin. I could learn from Yael. She mefurish bekosiv ube mesechtes nazer she sisra ba loisa kama pa'amim and lo nimsa she nesra labayla. You don't find anywhere that she became asat her husband. Adiraba midedayke devora belishna the devora the neviya when she said her shira about what Yael did. What did she say? Va'amra minoshim ba'oil tevorech Yael eishes chever akeni. She refers to her as the wife of chever. It sounds like they're still going to be allowed to be married. V'lama kara ois eishes chever akeni. U'beli toymer zeh neida aleze Yael mechuna. We know who we're talking about. Kikvar nemer tchilo. Read the psukim. She ois eishes chever. U'ikam muchach toy chever akdeni kayim. And he has another raya that he was still alive. So it must be that she's going to be Mutter, v'oid raya yoiser. Mimai de parach ben Nazir. We just learned the Gemara. He quotes Nazir, but it's also our Gemara Yevamis. And the Gemara asks, v'komesanya me'aveiro. How was she allowed to do it? She was having anah. The Gemara said it wasn't considered anah because being that she had anah from a rasha, that's not considered anah. The Gemara needs such an esoteric reason why her anah. Well, I'll tell you why she didn't have anah. She became masul levaylo. That's why she didn't have anah. You have a more pasuk the teretz. Must be. The Beis Shmuel has a beautiful raya from Esther. So on the one hand, Esther was mezana to save Klal Yisrael with Achashveira. She became also a baila, kasha avadati avadati. And here you have Yael, who was mezana with Sisra to save Klal Yisrael. She didn't become also a baila. So how do you answer the stira? Says the Chachma Shloima, a beautiful svaru. Masha Yenirli Lechalik. Deloy Tiksha Me Esther. The Hostam Be Esther. Deloy Nimshach Me Haznus Gufa Toivas Yisrael. Rak Bederech Rechoyka. The Hatzola came through the Maisabia, but it was Bederech Rechoyka. What happened? She went to Achashverish Birotzin, and Ayidei came Tinsa Chem Deinov. So she was very pleasant in his eyes. Viyamale Mishaloisa. And as a result, he felt that he wanted to give her what she wanted, and eventually it led to the Yeshua. So Yeshua came from the Maisabiyah, but Bederech Rechoyka, the Chachma Shloima says. It came in a very indirect way. That Maisa's Znus is not enough of an oinus that she shouldn't be considered Asa L'Bayla. But with Yael, the Znus itself brought to Yeshua. She was Mezana with him, he got knocked out, she killed him, and that was the story. So it came directly from the Maisabiyah. It's for that reason it was considered more of a Maisa Oinus. That's why she didn't become Aser Labaila, and he just concludes the Chilik Zen Nochon Uborer Ledina Vedoik. So, certainly, Shlomo Kluger, that's his svara to be Machalik, and he argues with the halacha of the Beis Shmuel based on that. All right, so let's go a little bit weiter. Zokte Gemara weiter. Just finished the daf. Tonu Rabbonon. Cholza b'minal she'ena shaloi. If she did chalitza with a shoe that is not his, so he was wearing a shoe, but it wasn't his shoe, so the Mishnah said the chalitza is going to be kosher. Tanu Rabbanon, na'aloi. It says, v'cholza na'aloi. Ein li'elo na'aloi. It would seem from the pasuk that it only is a kosher chalitza if it's his shoe. Na'al shel chaladim. Let's say the shoe belongs to somebody else. Minayim, how do you know that it's still kosher? Talmud lo'yimar, na'al na'al mikol makom. It says an extra word, na'al, not na'aloi, to teach me that it's going to be kosher even if it's not his shoe. Im kei ma talmud lo'yimar, na'aloi. So why does the pasuk say na'aloi? What does na'aloi mean? Na'aloi haro'iloi. Means it's supposed to fit him. It should be a shoe that he would ordinarily wear. It's appropriate for him. As opposed to if it's too big, or if it's too small. Additionally, that has no soles. Abaya was once standing in front of Rabbi Yosef. So Yevama came to do chalitza. So he said, Havle sandaloch. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, give this man your shoe, so he should be able to do chalitza. Yovle sandal of the smoyla. So he gave him his left shoe. Now, the chalitza has to be from a shoe that the choylitz is wearing on his right foot. And Abaye gave him his left shoe. Amale. So Rabbi Yosef turned to Abaye and he said, Eved Amar Rabbanan the Eved, I know that your left shoe is kosher, even though the choylitz is wearing it on his right foot, but it's only by the Eved. But it's a kosher. So he told him, nami. He was trying to prove a point. He said, you're also supposed to have your own shoe. So why are you telling me to give him my shoe? Let him wear his own shoe. Let him go buy a shoe and then do the chalitza. So he said, you misunderstood me. I didn't mean lend him your shoe. I wanted you to give it to him. Be maknet him. It should be his. Once it's his, it will be his. Sandal shall eat. Man, Tana, Amar, Shmuel. Who's the Tana that holds that a sandal shall eat? It's kosher. Rameir hid. Tonight we went to the Mishnah. Hakiteya yoytze bekav shal di Rameir. Rameir naman aleph. That an amputee is allowed to wear his prosthetic, even though it's made out of wood. Rabbi Yossi says he can't. That Mishnah is a Masechta Shabbos regarding the halachas of Haitzah, but the same halacha would apply to Chalitza. Meaning, if it's not considered Haitzah, that means it's a shoe. Shoes are not considered Haitzah. Avuah de Shmuel Omer, Shmuel's father, Avuah de Shmuel said, b'mechupe or, no, the Mishnah that says sandal shel eitz is kosher, lav dafka is Rameir, it could be going aliba de kuliyam, but the Riyakoyal is talking about where it was covered with leather. Amra, papi mishmei de rova, sandal hamusker loy tachlets play. What about a shoe that's a mitzayra? So we know that just like a person can become a mitzayra, clothing can have dine mitzayra, can have tzaras, and a house also. There's a loch of tumas, nega, begodim, and you have the bias as well. So what if somebody has a shoe that it has tzaras on it, and right now it's musker? So, without going into the halachas of mitzayra, but there's one phase where you're locked up, where it's not clear yet, you're pending. We're going to determine at the end of the week whether the nega is a nega. It's not if it spread, it didn't spread. And then there's another element of mukhlat, where fakir is in a bed, where it's already been determined that he's a mitzayra. So, if you have a sandal that's only muskar, it's in this in-between stage, so you can't use it for chalitza. Vim chalitza, and b'di evet chalitza, so k'sher, so l'katchila don't. Sandal ha-mukhlet, if it's a vadai mitzayra, lo yitachlitz boy, vim chalitza, chalitza so pirsula. Rapopo, mishmei derava omar, echot sandal ha-muskar, ve'echot sandal ha-mukhlet, lo yitachlitz boy, vim chalitza, chalitza so k'sher. So, even if it is a sandal ha-mukhlet, even then, it's going to be kosher. What would be the reason that a sandal hamuchlit should be possible even b'di'eved? Why? So Rashi says it's based on the principle of ketute michta shiure. We know that something that's umid l'sreifa is dine kisorof with regards to any halacha that requires a shear. So, for example, a lulav shalashera or anything that requires a certain shear, if it's in a state now where the halacha is mechayev you to burn it, we look at it as if it's here, but as if it's missing its shear. Ketute michta shiure, we've spoken out a lot of lumdus in the past with ketute michta shiure. So once a beged is muchlit, the halacha is that it needs to be burnt. If it needs to be burnt, it's lacking its shear, and a shoe needs a shear. What's the shear that a shoe has to have? It has to cover the majority of your foot. That's what the Mishnah says. So being that there's a shear and it's oimed l'sreifa, so we have the halacha of ketute michta shear. We'll see if we have time, we'll get back to this. If you have a bias, that's muskar. So the house is a muskar. So then something that's inside it becomes tamei. Muchlit mitoichay umeachay. Then it's matama sai if you're inside, you're boil abayas. And even if you touch it from the outside, vize matamim bia. Both of them, whether it's muskar or muchlit, if you walk inside, you're still going to be tamei. Vizal vadaidachin michtas nami. If you're going to tell me that there's a svar of kitute michtashiure regarding these negayim, vabi'inam vahabal abayas faleko. Saki, you tell me that if somebody enters a bias muchlit, that you become tamei, it's not a bias. There's a shear, it has to be biased. It's not biased. Says the Gemara, no, because Shani Hosam, the Makrov, and Notatz es a bias. And we learn from there, Philip Shasnatitza Kori bias. Even at the time that we're destroying this house, the Torah says, destroy the house. You see, it's called a house, even though right now you have to destroy it. So the Torah called it a bias, and for that reason, you have the Tumah of Abal Abayas, although it's in a state where you're supposed to burn it. And the halacha ordinarily would be ketute mechta shiure. Toshma, matl sheyesh bei shalosh shalosh. A beged that is three etzbois or three etzbois. That's the minimum shear a beged has to have in order for it to be mekabel tuma. Avo b'shem mekizayis. Even if it doesn't have a kizayis, kimishin nechazur b'lebayis tahar. If most of it enters a bias that's tor, timaso. It makes the bias tome. My laf muchletes. We're talking even about a beged that is a muchlet, and you see that it is me tamo. Says the Gemara, loy muskeres. We're talking about where it wasn't yet muchlet, it was musker. If it had, it was more than just shalish al shalish its bias. It was very large. It was a large beged. If a kizayis of it entered a bias tar, it's metam of the bias. Especially if we're talking about a muchlet handed iskir shalmeis. I understand where the sheer kizayis comes in. Because metzayra muchlet is similar to a mace. In what way? You see, it's matama ba'oil, first of all. This whole Gemara over here, you see, you bring it into the house, it's matama the house. The only thing that's matama ba'oil ordinarily is a mace. A mace is matama ba'oil. By a mitzayra, you find also this concept of tumas oil. There's a toisis in Masechtas Nozer, daf mchesam and aleph, a taf toisis, if you want to look it up, it sounds a little bit, there's a little makar ulai to the idea that a mitzayra is chashuv kemes, and maybe that's why there's tumas oil, right? A mitzayra, because just like a mace is matama ba'oil, maybe mitzayra, right? There are four people that are chashuv kemes, one of them is a mitzayra. Maybe there may be something to that. But if we're talking here about not a mitzayra muchlet, but a mitzayra musker, it's not a real mitzayra yet. So why should there be a halach of kizayis? Shani Hossam, the makra, you're right. It has to be, we're talking about a mitzayra muchlet, and Shani Hossam, the reason why you don't say ketutim mechta shiure is because it says, the makra v'sarif es ha-beged, afilu b'shasreifa karui beged. So the Gemara says, v'ligomer mine. It's the bottom line. We said that you cannot use a sandal muchlet for chalitza, and the reason is because ketute mechte shiure. Yet you find, with regards to other halachos, the halacha of tumas batim or v'sarif es habeged, that afilu b'shas reva kari beged. So the Gemara's kash is, why don't we learn dine chalitza from dine tuma? Says the Gemara, iser mi tuma lo yigamrina. We can't. Amar Rava hilchasa. Again, these are abstract halachas a little bit, but just finish the Gemara. Echad sandal hamusker, ve'echad sandal shemuchlet, ve'echad sandal shalvedus kechavim, or if you have a shoe that was used to facilitate avodah zarah somehow, loy tachloitz, you cannot use the chalitza, v'im cholza chalitza sekesher. This is the same Rav in the beginning of the Gemara that said even a sandal hamuchlet, b'dievet is kosher. Shel takroivus avodah kechavim, if it was used actually as an offering for avodah zarah, v'shel ir hanidachas, or or let's say it was prepared for an old man who was dying as part of his tachrichin, loy tachloitz, you can't use it for chalitza, v'mcholza, chalitza sapsula. So the Gemara is just going to shtel zechon, v'shal zokin ha'asul l'chvoidai. Why is that problematic? This has nothing to do with irani dachas, tikrevis avaydazara, mitzayra, there's no isser using that, I mean, hazman amilsei, but the pashtis, the reason is because it's not considered a shoe. Rashi says, second line, v'shal zokin ha'asul l'chvoidai, v'tachriche mitzah, it was prepared for tachrichin, ho'il v'lav lehi lucha avid, lav nahalu. Being that it's not really used for hiluch, it's not considered a shoe. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Meishno Zaken Also Lechvoidei De Lavli Lucha Avid De Beidina Nami Lavli Lucha Avid." So the Gemara's kash is that every shoe that's ever used for chalitza technically should fall under the same category, because if you ever see a chalitza, they don't use regular shoes. There's a special shoe, a boot, that's used for the chalitza with all these straps and things based on all the Gemaras that we learned together. But they didn't use an ordinary shoe. So that wasn't even used lehi lucha. Elamai, it's a shoe. A shoe is a shoe. So the shoe that was prepared for tachrichim should also be kosher. Why can't you use the shoe that's prepared for tachrichim? Because nobody wears that shoe. So this shoe also, nobody wears, says the Gemara. It's true, nobody wears it. But ilu, amalei, ilu maski beishlucha lebedino, mikopid aleadnaino. People don't wear it. But let's say the Shliach Bezen would decide he's going to wear this shoe today. Would somebody have problems with it? Would somebody give him a hard time? No, they'd let him wear it. As opposed to here with the Zakin, that it's also l'chvoidai, where it would be kopid, therefore it's not kosher.